please consider calling into the show today. We have a number of hot topics, and your voice needs to be heard. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is your opportunity to make sure your opinion is heard over the noise of the media. James T. Deshaies is committed to bringing the voice of the people to the world stage. He'll select topics, but your voice will be the focus. So take time to spend with him and inform the world of your views. We can no longer sit back and let others tell us what to think. The cost of being a silent majority is too great, and too many lives are being destroyed. The leaders around the world need to be put on notice that their jobs and careers depend on how well they listen. Call in on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 657-383-0309, or Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-855-8867, or Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 657-383-0309. Why don't you add Thoughts, Love, and Reflections to your weekly schedule? If you have story ideas or topics of discussion, contact James Deshaies at 407-394-9819 or email djames82@aol.com.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. Brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. It is a wonderful opportunity for us to have our voices heard today. There's some crazy things going on, and we need to make sure that we step up and say what we need to say so that people know exactly what direction we want to go in. It is a wild time, ladies and gentlemen. And what's going on here with Putin and Russia and our elected president is very interesting, to say the least. So we need to have our voices heard today, and we need to talk about what we think about the situation between Russia, our new elected president, and our outgoing president, and how we're going to handle this situation. Seemingly, we have a elected president who seems to be very interested in being cuddled up with Mr. Putin. Okay, so we'll be back with you. We're going to take a short break and wait for everybody to get on the line today. And we're going to have a conversation about what's going on in our news today.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey.
Welcome, Joyce. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good, outstanding. And looking forward to talk today. I think I am going crazy, Joyce. I have to admit to you, I've been watching CNN, and I just cannot understand the way Donald Trump is dealing with and having these conversations and praising Putin and Russia. I have just not heard the likes of it in my entire life. This man runs a dictatorship of sorts, and he's just a villain, to say the least. And Donald Trump doesn't have but nothing but praise to heap on this man. And I just don't understand. I don't understand why he's so unwilling to believe what foolishness this man has done related to our election. And he seems to be just cozying up to him in a way that I have never seen in my life.
Well, that's because Putin is one of he is the richest person in the world, and Donald Trump is trying to get there. So what he's trying to do is that he's trying to get in his pocket, so by the time he does his 4 years or whatever, he wants to become rich. Donald Trump is not rich. Donald Trump, that's why you can't see his taxes. You really just don't know how poor he is. You know, so that's what this is all about. But he is in for a rude awakening, in my opinion, Donald Trump is, because what I think the Republicans are doing, they're giving him enough rope to really see who he is. They're going to knock him down way more than what he think he got. He think he got power. He does. President really don't have power. We saw that with President Obama. The reason why, you know, and he had to go do other avenues and the whole bit. But Trump is going to be in for a rude awakening, I think. And on what these Republicans, they scared. They scared of him, and they believe me. They will get rid of him. You watch and see.
I wanted to be patient and wanted to wait to see what was going to happen. And I wanted him to give him an opportunity. But everything I see, time I see him tweeting on on Twitter and the things that he say, I'm livid about hearing him praising Putin for his restraint. And what kind of cozying up these two seem to be doing. And when this man is just a tyrant, and we've been putting up with him for years and years because of the kind of country Russia has, but to praise him in the fashion that Donald Trump seems to be praising him, and I truly believe that something's going to come to light. You know, they say what you do in the dark will come to the light, and I truly believe something is going to come to the light to show us that this man can be charged with treason based on the way the cozy relationship he's trying to get with Putin and with Russia.
Well, you know, you really don't know what his mentality is, but they said that what we've done is put a crazy man in the White House, and, you know, he's carte blanche of that. I mean, you know, he is who he is. We see who he is. You know, now he's out of control because the you know, they hated Obama so much that they'll put any person in there. And they did put any person in there, a crazy one at that. Like Joyce said today, that
you have the elected president who puts, who decides that he has to do something after seeing the evidence related to Russia participating in, having something to do with our election, and you still want to believe that he didn't, and praising this man every opportunity you have, instead of suggesting that your president did the right thing or just keeping your mouth closed. I mean, it's just obvious that our president is president up until the inauguration, and certainly he needs to be doing things to address things that have been done by Russia to interfere in our election, and then you continue to praise him even though you know that he's done some things that weren't appropriate. I just don't get it. How are you doing this evening, Kathy?
Good afternoon, everybody. How you guys doing?
Hi, Kathy.
Well, Kathy, I am on a rant. I'm upset. I just see that we're going. It's not going to get any. I don't know if it's going to get any better, but it's just not starting off good with Donald Trump. I don't know if you've heard, but Donald Trump is went back on Twitter, and he's praising Putin for his restraint to wait until he gets in office and before he makes any decisions related to the decisions that Barack Obama has made. So that suggests to me that Donald Trump may be determined once he gets in office to bring all those Russian individuals or leaders back to our country and release those two compounds and just do, you know, go back to whatever the status quo was and not punish Russia at all for what we have found out to be their interference in our election.
I don't have any information. I haven't heard, seen, watched television, so I'm
I know you're not back yet, but I do need, we need, well, Joyce, let me just ask, now wouldn't it be crazy if Putin didn't get punished at all?
Well, he's not going to have that much power. He's going to get some backlash on that as far as reversing those demands that were handed down. And the reason why is because not only the Senate, he got Congress, too, that was in agreement with Obama. Both of the houses and the Senate, they agreed that they know that Russia had violated and interfered. So for him to try to overthrow that, he's not going to have the support of his of the Republicans of the Senate or Congress on that. So that the Democrats and the Republicans stand firm with Obama if they haven't ever stood firm on that at all. And my Senator John McCain, coming from Arizona, believe me, he will push that wholeheartedly because he himself and he prays Obama for putting those stipulations out there. He was on television really giving him his accolades for that. And normally he don't give President Obama accolades on anything. So he would definitely get some pushback from the Republicans and the Democrats on that.
Well, I look forward to hearing them step up. And because this is one of those times where they're going to have to put Donald Trump in his place because I think he's truly overstepped his bounds and praising Putin. I mean, for him to say that he literally said that he didn't realize, you know, he realized how smart and intelligent Putin was, and the fact that he was going to be restrained in his reaction to what President Obama did was just to suggest that he wants to have a loving relationship with Putin. And I just don't understand what's going on, but there seems to be something that we're not aware of, that these two seem to be so cozy, and I just don't like it. I don't like it no way, no how.
Well, like I said earlier, Putin is the richest man in the world, so Trump is not there yet. So what else? You know, you always stick with the money, right? So if he figured that if he can be his good old boy, by the time he does his 4 years, he can be just as rich as Putin. So that's my take on it, and I think that's what greed does. But he's going to be in for a rude awakening. He's not going to be able to have as much power as he thinks he does when he gets in the White House. He's already said, and he's backing up on this Obamacare, because if you think about it, it was never called the Obamacare. They named it Obamacare because Obama implemented it with it. But that the health care was not originally called the Obamacare.
Regina, how you doing this evening?
Hi, how are you?
Regina, I am livid. I just recently heard about this praise that Donald Trump put on Putin about how he always knew he was an intelligent man, and that his restraint to wait until he got in office showed him to be a real smart man, based on these punishments that Barack Obama has put on Russia. And here we got our president-elect is crazing Putin when he is nothing but a tyrant. I'm livid. I'm too upset. I wanted to give Donald Trump a chance, but before we even start his first 100 days, he's already doing things that are upsetting me. So what are your thoughts about what you heard today?
He's not going to know how to how to handle all of the other places around the world. He can kiss up to Putin all he wants to, but it's only so much Putin can do. When you gather all of the other nations and you know, around the world. So I'm just not letting this stuff, I'm sort of laughing, and I'm not letting it get to my, get my blood pressure up.
Well, I'm telling you, it's gotten mine up already. I just don't see what the end game is to how he's being so cuddly with Putin, because I've never seen a elected official have this kind of relationship with him. And there was another gentleman on CNN who was a supporter of Donald Trump, who came on and literally said that, well, you just don't know the kind of things that America has done, and so America is just as bad. So he was literally throwing America under the bus regarding the kinds of things we've done, even when we have not publicly ever interfered with anybody else's elections. We have never put anybody else's information out there for the general public. And here it is, this guy is a supporter of Donald Trump, and he's out there talking about we need to compare what we've done to this, and what they've done is not that bad. I mean, I just don't like the conversation at all. Our elected officials are supposed to do what's in the best interest of our country, and if we spy on other countries to make sure that we are safe, that's what we're doing for our safety, but not for the interference of people's elections. I'm not feeling it. I'm very upset right now.
James, it's not even going to be 4 years. It is not going to be 4 years. It is too much going on for it to last for long and not have a major impact on the United States, so that the politicians will say, no, we've tried to carry the Republican Party. We cannot carry it any longer with this foolishness going on, because it is detrimental to our nation as a whole. Who will start paying attention after they have gloated a little while at the fact that they got rid of the blankety blank out of the White House?
Mm-hmm. You're right on that, Regina. I agree.
They got to gloat a little bit. Then they're going to realize, you know, it's just
uh-oh.
Like you all have seen it where it's fine what you do to somebody else. But then once you start stepping on my toes with the same thing, then, and then eyes start going around and mouths are open, nothing's coming out, and it's like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to sit back and wait to that uh-oh minute.
But could you imagine if Barack Obama had done something similar? They already talked about impeaching him and the kind of things that he'd done that they suggest was treason. Could you imagine him doing anything similar to this without them just exploding in anger and frustration? It is just unreal that this man is having this kind of love affair with Putin and willing to say the kind of things right out there in front. I mean, just to suggest that, oh, he's just a smart, intelligent man. You know, it's easy to govern a country when you got it under your thumb and the only person that can say anything is you. It's easy to govern a country when you're a dictator and you can go around pushing people around and going in and overthrowing small countries. Yeah, it's easy to do it when you're in that kind of situation. So when he praises Putin for his ability to lead his country, yeah, he can lead his country without question because his word is the final word.
You often say, can you imagine Barack Obama being able to do these things? The bottom line is he would not have been able to do these things. What about, let's find a Caucasian person who's really high up on the ladder. What was President Obama's vice president name?
Biden.
Okay, can you imagine Biden? Or can you imagine Hillary Clinton? Or let's even get a Republican. Somebody, what was that lady who couldn't see Japan or somebody from Alaska or something?
Sarah Palin.
Can you imagine Sarah Palin being able to go to that to this extent? And she's a Republican. Put it on the same playing board. We know President Obama couldn't have done anything like this. But what about those white folks? I can't imagine them being able to do
it. You're right. I think that this man has came into our society, came into our government, and created some new rules. And people back I know I'm flabbergasted. I've never seen a president praise anybody from Russia before in my life. I've never seen it.
Joyce, what were your words yesterday?
Oh, what?
About the Trump coming?
Yeah.
The T-shirt we making up? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're right. You better watch out. Trump's a coming.
You got it.
I'm telling you all, I believe there's something going on. I believe there's something going on. There's something in the milk ain't clean. There's something in the milk ain't clean between him and Putin.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, when you even look at it, he's so disrespectful because normally the president, the president-elect is low-key until he's inaugurated. You know, he goes by the oath. You know, there's no way Obama did this the way that Trump is doing Obama. He just blatantly, no respect for nobody, no respect for anything, and whatever he's dictating, like he does not even exist anymore. You see what he's going to do and what he's doing. It's no respect because the incoming president is low-key, and that's the respect that...
One president at a time, and this gentleman is tweeting these policies and just truly you know, just like he told China, hey, just keep the drone. We don't want it back. You know, what the hell are you talking about? Somebody come take something from your house, and you're talking about we don't want it back?
It's pathetic.
He was an idiot.
Did he get it back, though?
The United States
got
it
back,
yes.
But
that wasn't his call to even make the call on it.
Yeah, why would you publicly say that? You're not the president yet, but you're gonna go talking about we don't want it back. Y'all took it, we don't want it back.
Oh, that is a thought. It wasn't even his call to make.
Right. Well, nothing what he's doing and what the decision that he's trying to tweak and the rules that he's trying to change. He's trying to change them before he even get up there. But I think what he's doing is testing the water to see what he can get away with. But I guarantee you his predecessors, those Republicans, they shysters just like he is. And they like power too. And there's no way in the hell they're going to let him take all the power. That's how that rolls. So now they're going to go back into bed with the Democrats to fight him. Now the House and the Senate are going to need each other, and maybe, just maybe, we can have a good government, because what they're going to do, they're going to outplay him. They got to. And that's when the Democrats and the Republicans are going to come together as one. Watch and see.
Wow. Well, I tell you, I don't know how anybody could be satisfied and happy with the way he's closing up to this man. And I'm telling you that the Russians have been we have been against them or on opposite sides forever. And I've never seen a president praise a Russian leader in the fashion that Donald Trump is doing. And especially, again, when I say, when you got total control over your country, it's easy to make them do what you want them to do. And the fact is, it's becoming real clear to us that their economy is not good. Those people are in a lot of trouble. There are a lot of people in Russia that are hurting. And they don't have an economy where they do a lot of positive things. They sell arms to a lot of people who shouldn't be getting military weapons, and one of the reasons why we have such a divisive world, and it's really ridiculous. I really believe that if Donald Trump don't watch it, something's going to come out, and he's going to be impeached, and he may end up in jail.
Well, James, you may want to also think another reason why they're not going to let him get away with it either, because now it was President Reagan was the one who really, really put the stamp on Russia and called them that he was the evil of the eye of the devil, remember? So there's no way, because everybody praised Reagan to the max. So do you really think those Republicans going to let him undermine what Reagan had already set in place? Because all of this, what Obama did to make sure that those sanctions was done, to keep what President Reagan long time ago had put into place. So there's no way. That's why I say that the Republicans and the Democrat will fight him on this.
Because I was really hoping that Barack Obama even went further, because I was hoping that he frees some Russian accounts. I don't know if we have the ability to freeze some of their money or their accounts, but I surely wish that he'd hurt them in their pockets, because I know that I believe Putin has done some things that are underhanded. They've talked about he has stolen a lot of money from Russia, and I believe that man, there's a lot of things about who he is and what he's done that should come to light. And I really believe that the evil or some kind of what treason going on between the two of these men are going to come to light.
Well, we didn't know we won't know all the sanctions that Obama put on him, but believe me, I think Barack Obama, he put his mark on he letting you know how powerful he is before he leave out of there. Believe me. See, we're never gonna know everything, but think about Obama. He got finesse. Smooth. Oh yeah, he'll let Trump do his talking, but what he gonna put in place before he walk out of that White House, believe me, it's gonna be stick. He's gonna make it stick, because that's who he is. Don't count him out.
Yeah, and I hope him.
I like
I
that. I love what you just said, George. Oh, I love it. Yes.
Am I right? Think about it.
I love it. And then he's going to walk out like that cowboy walking into the sunset.
You got it. He got to sing for him. Believe me. Don't count him out now. Count him out.
Well, I
hope
we haven't had our last word.
Nobody take his legacy away.
I hope he stays on the scene in some fashion or another, to just have, be a voice of sanity, because right now the voice we have in the White House is insanity, and we really and it, the thought that there's so many people who back him up. When I listen to these people, they literally burn my ears when I listen to them trying to justify his foolishness. It's just unreal.
But they always got to go behind him and clean him up. You know, every time he make an ugly statement, they always got somebody got to go back and clean him up. Believe me, he really is going to be a lost soul once he get up in that White House. They tell you something about his wife, shit, you don't even think he's going to be there 6 months because she's telling you her ass ain't moving in there for 6 months. It's going to be longer than that. She ain't coming, period. So, hell, she don't give him 6 months. Think about it. That's how I look at it. Hell, she ain't giving him 6 months, and she said she ain't moving nowhere.
They George, she ain't get thrown out the White House because she ain't going to be there in the first place, huh?
You got that right. There you go. Oop, there it is. I'm telling you.
George just took the gravy off the rice, boy.
Hey, look here. I tell you, sometimes you don't know. You don't know, and you have to be cool because there's some things going on that are just unbelievable. And I just believe that, you know, we've had one impeached a president who left before he got impeached. But I think Donald Trump on track to have his butt be the worst and be charged with treason. If he don't mess around, if he don't watch himself, he's going to get charged with treason. And everybody in his crew, all those people in his crew right now are going to wish they never knew who Donald Trump was when they go down with him. And, you know, you always get the ones at the bottom first because you put their feet to the fire first, and then they're going to spill the beans on Donald Trump. And then you'll know because you cannot stop evil from thinking that it's smarter than everybody else. When you got
That's
an arrogant
true.
Man, God says the pride comes before the fall. And right now that man is very prideful, and he think he know everything. And he think he's so much smarter than everybody, and he done brought that to the White House, and the pride comes before the fall, and I believe Donald Trump is going to fall like no other leader is falling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to understand this. Hitler, we didn't know who Hitler was until he did everything he did. And so some of these other Stalin, you didn't know who Stalin was before he did all these things he did. And so here you are, we're in America, and we very well may have somebody who might go down in history as the most worst individual ever in modern times in terms of treason. And we may very well have a situation where this is what about to face us. So we may be looking at something, and sometimes you cannot avoid it because it just has to happen. And this may be one of those situations.
Yeah, honey. And that chick got to get that baby, hon. They out of here. They got her passport going on. She said she ain't going to give him that White House. I'm telling you. You don't know what's going to happen in the back end of all of this. I'm telling you. It's going to be a domino. And like President Obama said, you know, some people think being a president is easy. That's hard work. You see how he engraved. You know what I mean? So and Trump think he can Twitter every day and he don't have to see the reports every day, maybe once or twice a week. Unreal. This is your guy. But then don't say nothing negative. Hell, he trying to scare you to death that you can't even go against him, that he gonna lock your butt up.
Yeah,
the wake
I'm
up call is gonna come.
It.
Let me tell you what the wake up call is gonna come. He gonna start a wall right away. And you know that the blacks ain't going because you want to shoot and kill them. The Mexicans ain't going because
you
want to send their ass over the border. So all the one that he's going to have left is the way.
We on fire here today, Audrey. How are you doing this evening?
I am wonderful, thank you. I could tell everybody talking with passion, boy. I tell you, yes, sir.
Well, Audrey, I know you being on the corporate level, you work late into the evening, but Donald Trump has, just literally is cozying up to Putin like no other president ever has. He is just seemed to be so in love and so taken by this man that I think something's going on that we don't know about. And I just don't believe that we can really be comfortable with Donald Trump. I wanted to give him a chance, but it just seems that he is bent on being a part of a real cozy relationship with Putin when he came in today and talked about how smart he was for not responding to Barack Obama's attack. And I just see that these two, something going on between these two that we don't know about.
Yeah, and that's been suspected for a while, but, you know, some things you just have to wait and let it play out. It's nothing that we can do. It's concerning, yes, but we have to let it play out, be ready for it when it plays out, and go from there. But, I mean, getting upset about it won't help it none, but I can understand it. But we just have to wait and see. Just watch it out. It's different. That is for sure. It's different. And I think that you'll have to just let him prove to himself that his difference, his arrogance, and his, just want to be a dictatorship, he has to prove it to himself that it's not working.
Well, you know, one of the things, spoke about it a few minutes ago, and, you know, being that we are all believers, you know, we talk about pride comes before the fall, and the arrogance of Donald Trump is so huge. I mean, when he said, "I can fix it, I'm going to make it happen," and it just shows you that this man is oblivious to what is right and wrong. He just thinks that he has all the answers, and I believe that kind of arrogance is going to blind him from the things that are going to destroy him.
Yeah, it's like you say, it is an underlying relationship between himself and Russia, Putin as their leader. We don't understand what that is and what what's being held over anyone's head or what has been negotiated. It's unfortunate that the people will be the one that will be hindered the worst. And our president-elect is one that, as long as he is good, his family's fine, and the wealthy are fine, that's all that matters. Everybody else is irrelevant. But we'll have to wait and see. And some of those same people that voted for him and stuff, they too have to see. They have to see. They voted for a change, and Trump's approach is a change. So we have to wait and see, and it is until, you know, the majority of America is unhappy, then things will change again. So we have to just stay prayed up, that's for sure.
Regina, you are involved in the politics, and you know, do you believe that this man will make it 4 years? At the rate he's going and the kind of disturbing things that he's saying on a regular basis, is it anywhere possible for this man to get through 4 years as our president?
It sure is. It sure is possible because I don't believe that. I'm saying it's possible for him to get through. He's going to have to work at it. Therefore, it's not probable that he will get through because he's not going to work at anything that's not giving him direct financial benefits. So if he were really, really, really trying to make it for America, he would work at it hard. He'd cozy to the Republicans and the Democrats that he needed. But he's not going to do that because there's no direct financial benefit for him. Now, looking at what he did with telling Putin, okay, you know, that's fine, don't worry about it. You know, I'll be in office soon. I can see his mouth twisting up and his hand throwing out there, oh, don't worry about it, that's fine. I can see all of this. I'm wondering if that's not a ploy for him. I mean, let's just think about his mentality. He may be enough so that he's playing Putin, too. Has anybody thought that maybe he's playing Putin also?
He's not that smart. Putin is dangerous. He's not that smart. He's not that, no. He's trying to do it for, I think, monetary gain, because Putin is the richest person in the world. He's the number one richest in the world. Putin is. That's why he loves Putin. He wants to be like Putin. Because right now we don't know how rich Donald Trump is. Nobody knows.
We sure don't.
We know that he has a lot of failed businesses. He borrowed from his businesses where he's supposed to, you know, not use. Used that to pay off nonprofit business, to pay off lawsuits and the whole bit. So without knowing what his taxes and what he is on paperwork and what his worth is, you know what I mean? He can be running a big ass tab up until the end. So between now and 4 years from now, yeah, him and Putin gonna really be tied to the hips. At least that's what he thinks. But like I say, Senate, you know, the white folks are real, they like power too. And these senators and these Republicans are not gonna give up their power that easy and let him be the only powerful person in the world of the United States. It doesn't work that way. So I think for a change, we're going to see the Democrats and the Republicans work together more than you think that they are. They're going to have to work together to keep him in line.
I mean, the arrogance is just he keeps doing one more arrogant thing after another. The fact that he's become the president and we still haven't seen his taxes, we're not going to see his taxes. I don't give up on it. He has gotten to this point. He's become the president. What? Why should I show you anything? I'm president now, so I don't got to show you nothing. So we don't, as a country, this man has been the closest thing to a dictator we ever elected. We dictated to the president what they have to show us before we elect them. He told us he ain't showing us nothing, and we still elect
him.
He
said that He'll show him once after the voting. He told us that after the election he promised that he was going to show them. But now, no, he said that he refused. He's not going to go forth with that. So,
well,
in other words,
know
you know,
he's a two-faced liar. You know, and nothing worse than a two-faced liar. So you can't believe anything he says because he's all over the place.
Well, he has gotten away with it now, and that really does surprise me. And my question is, who's in charge of regulating that? The fact that they were supposed to show the taxes, he's probably looking at, is there a written law that says I have to show them? And he challenged that law. And he will take that all the way to the bank. Is it anything that says I have to do it? No, we've done it as a courtesy.
Right. And once he becomes president, he doesn't have to. So you're not seeing what his taxes are now.
Before he was president, when he was running for president,
Well, before he's supposed to have, but remember he was in investigating, and they would refuse to, they could not ask him to release his taxes until after the investigation.
That's
and,
what
but
he
said. Could volunteer. He
that's
could volunteer
IRS
for them
said,
to see his taxes. He could volunteer
right.
to
IRS,
let
IRS
release
IRS said that he could show his taxes if he wanted to. He was the one that said his lawyer told him that it wasn't in his best interest to show his taxes until everything was over, until the audit was over. So this man
exactly.
just sold us a bill of goods. This man
exactly.
has lied, and that's what I'm saying. He is so arrogant and so prideful that he will not govern himself. He will not keep himself out of trouble. See, when you're that prideful, you believe that whatever you say goes, and he believes he can sell whatever he wants to America, and they're going to go for what he says. So therefore, that he cannot be controlled. I just hope that the Senate and the House realize that they're going to have to band together and control him, because that's what the checks and balances are for. Audrey, you've been quiet. What are you feeling? I know you're a little less emotional than the rest of us right now.
Well, that's a good way to say it. But, well, I have to just go back and look at when he was running. He haven't steered away from anything different than when he was running. And whether you like it or not, it worked for him. You know, he has won. And I
that's
say
it.
That to say that he's making sure that when he say that he's not going to do something or whatever the case may be, no one has ever stood up to him and made him do it. While he was running, the Republicans didn't stand up and stop him. Now that he's president, you're saying, you're hoping that the Republicans and Democrats will come together. I don't see that happening. I really don't. Again, the Republicans are just so prideful that they have both the House and the Senate. They know that they couldn't control him when he was running, and they can't control him now as president. Unfortunately, it's some things that we haven't ever seen in the history of this country that's going to occur. And that's the change that people voted for. We didn't, and so we have a problem with it. But we have to remember that the majority of the electoral votes that he received, not that he received the majority of the popularity vote, but people want the change that he's doing. And the change that they wanted was for him to run this country on the perception, because there's no facts behind it, but the perception of what he's selling. He's a very good influencer. He will negotiate and influence on his end. He'll say stuff, and then all these truth fact checks or whatever, all of them come out, majority false. Well, but nobody stops it. So I can understand that you're saying that you want the process to work the way it should work, but I don't see that happening. I really don't, because the Democrats are at a point that people are so disappointed, I think, in the results. I know I have, because normally I would donate and stuff, but right now I'm just not ready to donate because I'm so disappointed in the way things was handled with the election, with the results and stuff. So I'm pretty active with politics. So the average person that's not as active as we on the phone or that may be listening, it really is an indication that we're just going to face some things that we haven't seen in our lifetime. Our forefathers saw, and they came through it. We will get through it, but it would definitely be a challenge. That's just my thought, but I'm the same one that said that Donald Trump was going to keep that momentum going, which he did. I mean, it is what it is. Nobody's standing up to him to stop him and stuff. So, you know, that's how bullies are. Bullies get their way because nobody stand up and put them in their place. The same people that ran against him in the Republican Party, the same people that ran against him in the Republican Party, who wanted to, you know, stop him, and then all of them lined up to go in and see if they can get a job working with him. Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
That's pitiful.
Good grief. Good grief.
Yeah. And especially when, and the one that he called ugly, he said, "Look at her face."
he talked about her, and so that
I mean,
tells you that no, nobody's gonna. They're not gonna reach across the aisle to work together to stop him. No.
You know what I believe is absolute power corrupts absolutely, and I just believe that Donald Trump is going to be a corrupt individual. He doesn't believe he can be caught. He believes he's smarter than everybody else. And it's deep within his spirit. So there's no way he can keep himself out of trouble because he is just so hell-bent on ruling the world with an iron fist. And that if the Senate and the House refuses to govern and control him, then that boy is going to jail. That boy is going to jail, and he's going to be one of the worst things ever happened in American history.
Who do you think going to pull him up? Who do you think going to pull him up on charges? The same Chief Justice, Supreme Judge that he's going to elect? Is that who you think going to call him out? You really do? No. I'm telling you.
The American people are going to call him out once they see what he's done. Because our reporters, our journalists, are not going to let him get away with this. I don't believe that our journalists, our right for freedom of speech, will allow him to get away with the treasonous things that he might allow to go in his mind.
Okay.
He tried to discredit the journalists every chance he gets. But just recently, Audrey, though, on Ms. Putin, though, Senator McCain, which is Republican, you know that from here in Arizona.
Right.
And that other guy from Mississippi, you got three major Republicans. They have joined with the Democrats saying that they know for sure that Russia was involved. So he's going to have a fight on that because they said that even the Republican Party cannot stand for another country to dip and let and dictate who we put in power. That's a sour note.
Uh-huh.
And then he's trying to cut down everything that Ronald Reagan put in place. And you know how these Republicans love Ronald Reagan. And now he's trying to discredit Putin. He's trying to put Putin on a stand when Reagan called him the devil, remember? Dealing with the devil. And see now, Obama been trying to uphold his platform. So I really, really, really do think on this of any other thing that the Republican and the Democrat going to come and they're going to dismantle him on that.
And that would be wonderful. But we'll see. I didn't know they had band together because if so, then again, that's somebody that's standing because otherwise I saw no one standing.
McCain was on news here yesterday. A Republican, you know, he's a veteran, and I forgot that other Mississippi one with the glasses on, and he hated. That's the one who said that he was gonna fight Obama with everything that he was going to vote against him and everything. Well, him and McCain was the two, and he the one that said that he dare any foreign country to dip and control who we vote for. Because of the proof that they showed him, it's blatantly proof that they showed.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that they stand by the president and what he did as far as putting those sanctions on him. And McCain don't think that they put them on him hard enough, Senator McCain here. So he's stunned on that, Trump. He's stunned on that. So if they don't fight him on anything else, they fighting him on Russia.
Mm-mm.
We
and
just
I can
pray
tell
that
you,
I
don't have no proof whatsoever, but I believe there are some people who are real quiet right now who have money. They're out there making sure they put in place what is needed to be put in place in order to catch him if he slip up. So I'm going to tell you, they're going to turn over every stone like the stones he was trying to turn over on Barack Obama, he gonna see what turning over stones is like. This is, he's gonna really, really get his full of what's going on. And I just believe that he's not even gonna make it 4 years. I believe he will be impeached before a 4 year period is up. Audrey?
Well, then, if that's the case, are we ready for the vice president to take the throne? If he isn't indeed impeached, are we?
I'm not a big fan of his either.
No, he's a redneck. If you ever seen one, that's all I got to say on that one.
Did I see smoke?
Might be a car carrying KKK.
You got that right. You got it. The only thing, he just lost the sheet. It blew off of his face. I'm telling you. He's something else. And he's one of those kinds that'll look you and he cuts you right then and there. And he does it. This dude, he's cold. Those are two of a kind, believe me.
When you're talking about turning back a woman's right to have an abortion, I mean, you mean I can't believe anything more invasive there is than telling a woman what she's going to do with her own body. You know, I'm pro-life, but my pro-life stops where a woman's physical being starts. I can talk all that pro-life I want to, but I ain't the one trying to have no baby.
That's right. And it shouldn't be your call either.
Right, that's exactly it. I mean, I can encourage her all I want, but her final word is her final word. And I am not going to be trying to dictate to no woman to have no baby. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, if men were having children, I wouldn't even have the one I have.
I believe it.
I don't want to carry my own weight for 9 months. Let's know I'm talking about carrying somebody else's.
Wow.
I'm just telling you what it is, boy. I wouldn't say. Mm-mm. No
way.
I wouldn't be here.
Okay, here I go now. My question is, how will the sanctions that have been put in place and the relationship as it stands between the United States and Russia affect other relationships overseas?
I think there's going to be a revolt. I think that all of our friends are going to silently tell our Congress and our House, hey, we ain't going for it. Y'all got to do something. This man is out of control, and we're not going for it. And so I just think that all these countries are going to get together, and they're going to send a message that, hey, look, I don't know what y'all going to do to fix it, but y'all better get it fixed because we ain't going for this.
In the car with her. If there is a war, the United States is going to need those other countries.
He doesn't have anything good to say about any other country and he's all into Israel. He doesn't want to say anything negative about what Israel's doing. And I'm sorry, there needs to be a Palestinian state. There's no reason why Israel can have a state and Palestinians can't have a state. I think that's wrong.
Okay. Now, you know, that's what I need to study and understand, that relationship. That I need to do that tomorrow. I need to research that because I don't know a lot about that. But as I was saying, those are some things that we need to know because I think we've been sheltered because we've had strong leadership. Now we don't have strong leadership, so we need to know what's going on.
And he's already badmouthed the United Union. And this man is crazy. This man is out of control, and he wants to run shotgun over the world, and he wants to support those people that he wants to support. And, again, I'm saying to you, Israel may very well just take over Jerusalem and all the other land that they think that is theirs as a result of Donald Trump being in office. Well, God, so quickly we've gone over. Let me have at least one break today. I'm going to take a short break, and we'll come back, and we'll have our final thoughts.
Just a thought. October 23rd, 2016.
Obama leaves, and believe me, I think he's going to go out stronger than what he thinks, and he's going to
he going to show Trump why he was in power 8 years.
All right. Regina, what are your thoughts? What are your final words for today?
I'm going to help y'all out on this a little bit. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. And until I get up there on that podium and sing the Star Spangled Banner, I'm next president. It ain't over. Continue to be watching, because we got this man is out of control. This is Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we'll see you all tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Take care.
Bye-bye. Everybody.